Timeline of Albert Ballin's life and the story of the immigration halls. 1857. Albert Ballin was born in Hamburg's St. Pauli district, the 13th child of Danish-born Jewish businessman Samuel Joel Ballin. Albert Ballin grew up in a middle-class family of modest means. 1874. Following the death of his father, the 17-year-old Ballin joined his family's emigration agency, Morris & Company. The firm was in the business of brokering ship passages for emigrants to North America via England. 1882. Morris & Company had a 17% share of this market. 1883. Albert Ballin, a Jew, married Mary Ann Rort, a Christian, in a Protestant ceremony. Albert Ballin remained true to his Jewish faith, but was never a devoutly religious person. The marriage remained childless, and so, in 1893, the pair adopted a young girl who had been orphaned during the cholera epidemic. 1886. The Union Line, for which Morris & Company acted as a passenger agent, had become a serious competitor to Hapag in the America emigration business. This forced Hapag to open negotiations with the Union Line, which ended in 1886 with Hapag taking Albert Ballin on as a manager of its passenger department, with responsibility for Hapag's emigration business. 1887. Ballin introduced the Hamburg-New York Express service. 1891. To maximize vessel use in the winter months, Albert Ballin began running cruises, initially only in the Mediterranean, but later to other destinations as well. This idea was a major success. 1892. Ballin steered Hapag through troubled times with a patriarchal leadership style, typical of the era. The emigrant passenger business had been a mainstay of the company since the 1880s. The company was dependent on emigrants to a very large extent, as became dramatically clear in 1892, when the outbreak of cholera in Hamburg brought the emigration business to a temporary standstill. 1901. The new emigration halls on Fettel Island were formally opened on December 20, 1901. They consisted of 15 buildings, a reception hall, 5 sleeping and living halls, 2 hotels, a dining hall, a church, a music hall, an administration building, a basic hospital, as well as a luggage shed and a stable. The creation of mass emigrant accommodations, and in particular the construction of the emigration halls on Fettel Island, would have been unthinkable without Ballin's initiative and business acumen. 1904. Only 3 years after it first opened, the facility had reached the limits of its capacity and required substantial extensions. The city leased Hapag an additional 43,000 square meters, 10.6 acres, at a price of 12,000 marks per year. 1914. Back in 1908, Hapag had given a contractual commitment to allow the immigration halls on Fettel Island to be used as a Navy hospital in the event of war. So, on August 2, 1914, just one day after the first German troops were mobilized, the halls were commandeered by the German Navy. The immigration halls, with their modern equipment and facilities, including their own water treatment plant, sanitary facilities, medical ward, quarantine station, disinfection facilities, and considerable accommodation capacity, were now to be used for sick and wounded soldiers. Albert Ballin built Hapag up into the biggest shipping company in the world. In 1914, Hapag had 175 vessels in its fleet, operated regular services to all continents and employed more than 20,000 people. 1918. On the eve of World War I, Ballin was the first man of German shipping, one of Germany's most famous sons, and advisor and friend to the German monarch. He was known as the ship manager to the Kaiser. Unfortunately, his political influence was not strong enough to dissuade the Kaiser from his saber-rattling, anti-England policies. His diplomatic efforts, shortly before the outbreak of war, to bring about a reconciliation with England were doomed to failure. He saw the catastrophe of World War I coming. It would be a catastrophe for Hwapaug as well. When, on November 9, 1918, Albert Ballin died, presumably taking his own life, his life's work lay in tatters. 1924. In the early 1920s, just as emigration from Eastern Europe was starting to decline, there was a brief upsurge in German emigration. Hwapaug responded to this development by converting the immigration halls into a much more salubrious, Übersaheim, which translates roughly as overseas hostel or international guest house. 1934. In April 1934, Hwapaug surrendered most of the Übersaheim to Hamburg's government, resulting in the Waffen-SS Germania division taking over two-thirds of the complex. Thus, for 7 months, emigrants fleeing the National Socialist regime had to rub shoulders with their oppressors, a most intolerable situation. On November 1, 1934, the SS took over the entire complex. The Übersaheim was no more. The halls of Fettel Island would never again be used to house emigrants. 1939. The remaining halls became Hamburg's largest prisoner of war camp, housing between 1,500 and 2,000 French, Belgian, Polish, Serbian, and Soviet prisoners of war. The prisoners were used as forced laborers in a variety of factories and businesses in the port and in the city, in the shipyards, in mechanical engineering and chemical companies, in construction firms and skill trades, and in bakeries and shoemaking shops. 1950. Starting in February 1947, the halls served as temporary accommodations for local Hamburg residents who were rendered homeless by the wartime bombing raids. However, this makeshift measure became a permanent refuge for a number of people, who stayed on until the early 1960s, when the halls were declared unfit for human habitation. 1960. The church on the immigration hall's grounds remained a key focus of public life for the local residents of Fettel Island. It was the place of worship of the local Catholic parish, but, in the heyday of the immigration boom, it was used for both Catholic and Protestant services after the Protestant church in the main Fettel residential district was destroyed. The church still holds fond memories for many Fettel residents who celebrated their confirmations or marriages there. 1980-2001. From the early 1980s until 2001, the site was operated as a restaurant, called Belamar, by Portuguese immigrant Belarmina Santos. Since 2001, the abandoned building has enjoyed the occasional resurgence of interest, such as when artists conducted an archaeological search of the site. 2004-2016. In December 2004, the Hamburg city government decided to reclaim the site of the former emigration halls. The Ballinstadt Museum was realized as a private-public partnership and opened its doors on July 4, 2007, with the support of many people, institutions, and sponsors. Together, with over 80 scientific partners, the museum serves to impart the history of migration of the last centuries.